Dr. Karen Millman, Sonoma County's health officer, opened the day-long forum with data showing that more local residents now have health insurance. Only 6.8% of the population, about 34,000 people, now lack coverage, well below California as a whole, and more than a quarter of those are foreign-born non-citizens who are not eligible for state-supported programs.
Yes, we have made great progress on getting individuals access to care and getting them into care and in dealing with the things outside of the healthcare system that impact health. But we have great work to continue to do.
Edward Tellez, a sociology professor from UC Santa Barbara, then outlined his research, primarily conducted in South America, into the idea he calls pigmentocracy.
The idea is that you have a system where people are stratified by the color of their skin. People that are lighter skin are on top and people with darker skin are on the bottom. That's the general tendency. Very rarely do people self-identify in these color categories. But people look at them and they notice these things and they treat them accordingly.
But it was Jan Marie Garcia, a pediatrician and nursing instructor from UC Davis, who energized the PACT conference, a mixture of students and active healthcare professionals, with a freewheeling talk that drew connections between racial inequality in schooling and health outcomes for students. The root problem is unconscious attitudes and reactions that are deeply embedded in our social fabric. She calls them scripts.
It's the scripts that we live with and hold collectively and actually live out sometimes without knowing so subconsciously that inequality gets reproduced generation after generation.
Only recently have they been identified as a neurobiological function that happens at the synaptic level.
We don't know as much about the brain and stereotypes and images that are fixed and how we respond to danger. What images we use, what images get us in that fight or flight mode versus this is a safe person. Those things are just coming out.
Subtle cultural and behavioral cues begin to transfer these scripts even before children begin school, Murray Garcia said. And within the many hours spent in the classroom environment, those attitudes and ideas are unknowingly but intensively reinforced. She cited a study that focused on preschool teachers.
They measured the eye movements. And teachers, without them knowing they were being recorded, focused more on African-American preschoolers. This begins to explain the disparity we see in suspension. African-American preschoolers make up 13% of preschoolers in the nation, but 48% of suspensions. And that teacher had those images of our racial hierarchy from 400 years of history when she's teaching. And that kid is wired as well, and his peers, to see certain things in certain people.
But by knowing these scripts are there, she says, it becomes possible to interrupt them and gradually affect change.
We have the unique ability for something like that to be neurologically scripted and for us to interrupt it. There are ways that we can anticipate that we will have dysfunctional reactions to things, but we have to admit that we have certain issues, situations, groups that we have issues with.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.